Tipping, written by Anna George and read by Anita Hegg, Aaron Sindos and Catherine Van Davies. 45, married and healthy, Liv Winsome was increasingly dismayed by her lot. Life wasn't as she'd imagined it 20 years, 2 degrees and 3 children ago. Only moments earlier, her husband of almost 2 decades had forgotten her. With a jaunty flick of his wrist, Duncan had clicked his keys at their car behind him. Sitting in the car, finishing a call, Liv had taken a second to understand and try the handle. Then she'd clambered across to the driver's side window and thumped. She'd called out. This can't be happening, she'd thought, pushing buttons. But it was. Duncan and Jai, one of her 14-year-old sons, were dashing towards the office at Carmichael Grammar without her. The morning was getting warmer and the car park full. Sunlight was pouring across the roof of the recently completed well-being centre. Other families had already arrived, presumably in their full contingent, to watch their beloveds play sport. Their cars, mostly SUVs, the odd sedan or station wagon, looked in reasonable condition. Probably nothing faulty about any of them. No dodgy latches or hidden defects. Newly bought, the Winsome's car was second-hand, but luxe for them. Liv had spent the last few weeks of summer researching, avoiding suspect airbags and dud transmissions. Not one review had mentioned this. Pressed up against the glass, Liv searched beyond the car park to the school's immaculate sports grounds. Though her 3 sons attended Carmichael, she didn't recognise a single sweaty child. She tried Duncan's phone. She tried Jai's phone, but of course it was still off, and she remembered in her handbag. She tried Duncan's again. Often, when she rang, her husband's phone was on silent or in a distant pocket. She peered into the brightening sky. Usually she didn't mind Duncan's not answering, but this morning, it was getting hot. Children were locked in cars, she thought. Not adults, not wives.